The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Or get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. Aaron will read it. I kind of stole Aaron's thunder on his one Facebook message. He told used it as part of the Lawyer Dave commercial. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. I don't think I need to tell you the number for that, because it's the same number that I already gave out. It's the main number. And you can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Happy Thursday, everybody. Your Astros are winning. I get UH football tonight, hopefully. Oh boy, it would be just total UH for them to get to the stadium and suddenly there's a positive Tulane test and they have to cancel the game. Yeah, great mood. Nothing you guys can do to spoil it today. Let's have some fun.
What I tweeted last night, and I stand by this because there's still people saying like, well, I'm far right, but I wish in these debates they just tell the truth, both sides. And that's true. But what I said last night, I think stands firm. If you went into last night's debate being a Trump, Pence person, then you think Mike Pence made her look really stupid and he was the smarter man up there. And if you're a Biden Harris person, you think that she totally embarrassed Mike Pence, and
but that goes
that's
back.
That's what happens with every debate.
Yeah, that's
it never changes.
Yeah, that's why these things are useless.
It is a waste. I realized that when I turned it off last night, I told my wife, I was like, I already know. Like, I can tell you now what the internet's going to say. That if you're a Trump voter, that Mike Pence destroyed her, made her look stupid. If you are a Biden voter, she destroyed him, made him look stupid. It's there. I also don't think there's really that many people who are, like, undecided anymore. I think there was the old days. There were some people who were, like, really undecided on who they were going to vote for. I don't know that those people exist anymore. Honestly, I think there's more people like me who are going to find an alternative voting out option than the two
now,
that are out
now
there.
Now, that's a vote for Biden. Or wait, no, well, that's no, a vote for... I don't know. Up, there's another hit. Looks like...
they're blowing it up and now.
Yeah.
I did see, like, in a bunch of these states, Jo Jorgensen, her percentage in the polls is larger than the gap between Trump and Pence, which to me says she should be in the debates. Between Trump and Biden, she should be in the debates, but they don't want to do that for some reason. Like, having another person up there would make it any less chaos. I don't.
Well, neither guy can get a word in anyway. You're going to add another person?
The person who's not the two of them is going to poke holes in the whole facade that you only can have two parties. And that's what's really going to piss everybody off.
Or they're going to poke holes in the fact that a lot of the things about the Republican and Democratic Party, a lot of them are the same. And they just mask it differently.
Yeah, they do. People get mad at me when I say that. But I've been saying that for a couple of years, that they're basically the same thing.
Like nobody wants to talk about the fact that Kamala Harris is basically a cop and she's thrown a bunch of weed people in prison.
I'll talk about that. As a weed person, not a fan.
You don't like that, huh? I also think what they really need to do on these debates, and I don't know if who the moderator is really matters until they do this.
I want Joe Rogan.
It needs to be, like, they need to say, okay, your 2-minute clock starts now. And that person talks, and when that 2-minute mark hits, this is what happens to their mic. It just shuts off in the middle of their conversation, and then whatever they're saying isn't heard. Like I just said, whatever I was saying wasn't heard. That's how it should be. Like, it 2 minutes, it starts a timer. At that 2 minutes, that switch gets killed, the mic's off. Boom. Oh, look at that. I figured it out. I've solved the conundrum of how to get these guys to shut up.
I don't know if they did this last night because I didn't watch it, and I don't plan on going back and watching or anything. But I remember debates in the past where they'll come in and they'll be like, by the way, you have 30 seconds. Stop taking 5 of my seconds. Like, just let them go. If they don't know what 2 minutes is as an adult, that's on them.
Yeah, I just think it's the simplest thing is turn the mic off. But None of that's going to change anything, guys. I mean, it's not – people's minds don't get changed by debates. They just don't. If you're a Trump guy, then you're a Trump guy. And if you're a Biden guy, then you're a Biden guy. And none of that's going to change your mind. And everything that comes out of their mouth, you're going to think your guy won either way. Yeah, you know what I would love to do? And I'll offer myself up on this. I would love to be in the debates with these guys, not as a moderator, but invite me as a third party guy. I know I'm not going to win.
You're not on the ballot.
I know that. But invite me as a third party guy, and whichever one of those guys will actually listen and maybe take some of the ideas that we throw out there, I'll stand behind them. I'll stand behind whoever our president is. If they'll actually listen to the people and actually let us vote on things and quit, you know, destroying everything that the other party did when it was in office, and maybe say, hey, you know what? These guys had some good ideas here. Let's keep this. Now let's put our good ideas in it. If they'll agree to do that, you know, I'd love to get up in front of the American people and be that guy to challenge them and say, hey, let's do this. You don't vote for me.
Dustin said, if you only get 2 minutes, it's not a debate, it's an infomercial. That's not true, though. When I was in civics class and we had to debate, guess what? When you had 2 minutes and your time was up, you had to stop talking. And it was the other person's turn to talk. That's how debate – I didn't do, like, debate team in high school, but I assume that's how it went. It's not just unlimited time, and then the moderator tries to stop you and you just talk louder. That can't be how debates are supposed to work.
But, I mean, they're infomercials now. That's like you mentioned, nobody answered the questions, right? Well, what did they do? They steered it towards whatever their damn party policies are. That's all they did. Or, oh, you guys sucked at this. Well, you sucked at this. And you know, it's just an infomercial. That's why it's pointless to watch. So
let's talk to Kevin. Hello, Kev.
What's up, AJ and Fred? Sports.
Sports to you.
Been a while since I've called, but I got a couple of things real quick. Number one, have you seen Evil, the CBS series that just came out on Netflix?
I've not.
I grew up Catholic and liked. I'm not Catholic now, but I like a lot of the supernatural stuff, and it kind of combines the exorcism thing with psychologists trying to disprove it using science. I just thought that would be something that y'all would enjoy.
Okay,
AJ, do you have a YouTube?
I do. I don't use it. So it's got like it's got videos that I took of like Adam Dunn hitting batting practice the year, I don't know, it was like 2007 or something.
I was just curious. I used to train at Revolution, and we've talked before about it, but I wanted to look at some of your old, if you had them, MMA and
I mean, they're not on my YouTube, but they're on either Legacy's YouTube or Fury's YouTube. Like, you can Google AJ Hoffman fights, and you can find them all.
Okay. The last thing is Mike Nolan, ? And I'll hang up and listen.
Mike Nolan do anything for you, Fred?
As a DC, yeah.
I think I'm kind of the same way. I wouldn't want him to be a head coach. Plus, he's like, he's 60-something. And by the way, Mike Nolan, I don't think he's having a very good season.
No.
I mean, things aren't going great for him.
A lot of people have asked over the last couple of days what you think of John Dorsey as a GM candidate. I'm good with that. You want to talk about an experienced guy who I think could come in and do a decent job with this, then yeah, I wouldn't mind that. You know what else I wouldn't mind? You might laugh at this. I wouldn't be against bringing Brian Gain back.
I wouldn't either.
I don't think he was doing a bad job.
Hey, J.A. Garza says, with Tyron Smith gone for the season, who do the Cowboys go after? Their line is really bad shape now. I've got an idea. Cowboys offer 2 firsts and a second, and the Texans give them Laremy Tunsil. Deal or no deal?
No, it's like,
no. You're not taking that deal?
No.
You wouldn't take 2 firsts and a second for Laremy Tunsil?
Have you seen what that would do to their – there's too much dead money on the cap from him. Yeah. Even though you're only paying half of it, there's no, and Dallas doesn't have the room to take that salary.
You want Dallas's first round pick?
I may want Dallas's first round pick, but no, that's not going to happen. Stop that.
Fine.
Everybody wants to know if Mike Fiers is going to get in the game.
I don't know if they. I mean, it's garbage time almost. I don't actually. There's never really garbage time in the playoffs.
But no, you're still an Astros bullpen. Let's just not. Yeah. Let's not start bleeping each other's bleeps just yet. Yeah, I started I started the Teddy KGB thing yesterday, and we saw how that ended.
It's true.
So I'm not saying anything. I'm not jinxing them. I'm not doing the whole don't what are
you saying? You're not doing what Charlie did and saying you hope the Astros lose so you can have more baseball.
What?
Yeah, Charlie said that today, apparently.
Remarkable.
Was that guy out?
Shame.
Apparently. Yeah.
Oof.
Did they review it?
No. That throw beat him by just a hair.
Okay. Well, I watched. I just saw two replays.
If they had called him safe, I don't think they'd have been able to overturn it. But
man, the two replays I saw, I was like, man, he looks
not even.
No, yeah, he's out. Okay, that angle tells me.
Is Charlie serious about that?
He said it, and then there was a lot of people giving him grief about it today.
I mean, okay. Well, I want the Miami Heat to win tonight, so there'll be more basketball. Or tomorrow night, whenever it is. I don't even know when. It's tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. I want the Heat to win, so there'll be more basketball. Remarkable. No.
I want the Lakers to win, so basketball will be over.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about it anymore. we haven't talked about it anyway.
By the way, I mean, honestly, I want whoever to win, so baseball will be over, to be totally honest.
In this case, you know what? Yeah, I want the Astros to win because I'm going to have at least four games with the Rays or the Yankees.
Yep.
There's still more baseball, and it's always better that, hey, because if you go to a game five and lose, guess what, Charlie? You're not going to have them to talk about next round. That seems silly to me. But what's not silly is getting your hair back, and that's what my man Dr. Linville does. And, guys, you can get on the Twitch channel, see how it looks today. A little over a year ago is when I had it done, and man, I was pretty much completely bald. And I was at the point where I was just going to shave it off and say, okay, this is it. I'm going to have to live with it. But I wasn't a guy who was going to look very good bald. You know, not that I look good with hair, but I look better than I would have bald. And met Dr. Linville, and I had given up, and he basically laid out the procedure for me. And I'm like, oh, I so want to get this done. And it's real simple. They just take the hair off the back of your head, and they put it where it's not. It's your own hair. It's not hair plugs. It's not some goofy thing. It's just your own hair being moved around. And the cool thing is, the final selling point for me was he said, hey, look at my hair. And I said, wow, your hair looks great. He goes, yeah, I had it done too. And that's the great part about it. He's been through it. If you go to 975hair.com, set up a consultation. You can do it virtually, do it in person, however you want to do it. And if you're at home right now, it's a perfect time to get it done. So when you get back to work, people will be like, oh, wow, you look different. 975hair.com, get your hair back.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. A's with a threat here in the seventh. Two on, two out. 9-4 Astros. Let's squeeze in a call. Is that Jay or Tay? Tay. What's
Tay,
up?
What up?
Hey, this Tay.
Tay, what's
going on, you guys? Not much. My question to you guys and all the Texans fans is, do you want to win a Super Bowl, or do you just want to win a few games, go to the playoffs, and be satisfied with that? Because a guy I got in mind that I've been trying to throw out there to a lot of guys who don't want to, when I've been calling the shows, other shows, they shoot me down and don't listen to what I have to say about the guy that would be perfect for Deshaun Watson and who could bring the Super Bowl to Houston. And I'm letting you guys know that Marvin Lewis is the guy that can do it. And this is why I say that.
Okay.
He can build a defense around Deshaun just like Tom Coughlin did up in New York with Eli Manning, just like Pete Carroll did with Russell Wilson, just like Bill Belichick did with Tom Brady before he became Tom Brady. You see what I'm saying? And You can get this guy and win some ball games, and immediately when you hire Marvin Lewis, you have the best coach in your division along with the best quarterback in your division. And you will go to the playoffs until you give some time for Deshaun to develop, and then he can win those things for you. Because now, you definitely, once you get Marvin Lewis, you're going to have a tough defense, and it's going to be tough to win at NRG. You ain't going to win no games in NRG if you with a tough defense, because he built defenses in Cincinnati and in Baltimore, and he won a Super Bowl with Baltimore.
All right, let me stop you there, because you know that's, you made your point. I'd love to have him as a defensive coordinator. If Eric Bieniemy gets a head coaching job, he would be on my list as a guy for a defensive coordinator. The thing you're kind of leaving out when you're saying you'll go to the Super Bowl is, yeah, he went to the Super Bowl as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
What did he do? How many playoff games did he win as a head coach in Cincinnati?
0-7 in the playoffs. And you can say he'd immediately be the best coach in the division. Mike Vrabel has 2 playoff wins. Frank Reich just found out how to be a coach. He's got a playoff win. I don't think you can overlook the fact that while, yes, I do agree that he is a good defensive coach, as a head coach, that guy could not get over the hump. And if you can't win a single play, you go 0-7 in the playoffs. Now you're getting to like Minnesota Twins territory.
Right.
Sorry.
And, you know, there's a reason everybody's kind of dismissing you, because you're ignoring the fact that the guy couldn't win a playoff game in many years in Cincinnati. And listen, I like the guy as a defensive coordinator.
And also,
that's the kind of guy I want as my defensive coordinator, frankly.
And he did make the playoffs, you know, I think in, I don't know.
Did he win 4 division titles in 5 years?
I don't think so. Okay. I think, well, he won 3-4 division titles in his tenure there,
okay,
which was 15 years. But in that 15-year career, he's 131 and 122. I mean, he's barely over a 500 coach.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that he's, like I said, I think he is a very good defensive coach. I would have no interest in him as a head coach again.
He did the same. He called it the same thing on the late hits last night. And somebody pointed out he is the AFC North version of Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, I mean,
Bill O'Brien's won playoff games. I don't know how you can say that this guy's going to get you to a Super Bowl when he's never even won a wild card game.
Yeah, that's the part that makes no sense to me, Tay, is, oh, you'll get to the Super Bowl. No, you won't. And again, the guys that I like if Joe Brady's your head coach, I'd love to have Marvin Lewis as a defensive coordinator. I'd love it. I mean, I think that's, you want a guy with head coaching experience running the defense. Don't want him as a head coach. So, yeah, maybe, and I'm being nicer than I think probably the other shows were.
So, well, you're a nice guy.
Not always. I'm arrogant, apparently, from
yesterday.
Well,
that's true. So I guess you're not that nice.
But, yeah, I've been on record. I got 4 guys I'll take. And there's some other guys I'd be all right with. But, you know, Eric Bieniemy's my choice. I want somebody from that Kansas City offense. I want, and it may not work out. He may suck. It may all be because of Andy Reid.
Yeah.
But if he came in as head coach, I would love it if he hired Marvin Lewis as a defensive coordinator. I would love it. And please get rid of Mike Devlin as offensive line coach, please. That's my new drum I'm going to start pounding, because we finally got rid of O'Brien. I don't want to see Mike Devlin ever again. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 9-4 Astros, bottom of the 7th, 6 outs to go. I hope there's 6 outs in that bullpen.
Yeah, I gotta find them.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We come back, Brad Powers, talk a little college football, a little college gambling. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz and very happy to bring on one of our favorite guests. He's certainly in the top two. Brad Powers. You follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7, college football and college basketball gambling expert. BradPowersSports.com. Brad, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. How are you guys doing on this fine Thursday evening?
We're hanging in. We're always, you know, I always feel like every time we talk to you, it's like, well, we're going to talk to him about these games, but will these games actually be played? And especially this one, the UH game. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting. Let's do the odds. I mean, we're an hour from kickoff. Do you think UH Tulane is going to kick off? Is it even money that they will kick off in an hour? And then what do you think of the spread here?
I think it's better than even money. I think we're finally going to see Houston play tonight. And, you know, Houston being a 6.5-point favorite in this one. You know, from a pure power rating aspect, line seems fair. Here's what I am going to blindly bet, and it's these teams that, you know, are starting off the season. It's their season opener, and they're taking on a team that, you know, has already played a game. In this instance, Tulane's played three games, and you would think the team with you know, one, two, three games under their belt would have the advantage because they've already played a game, but it's completely opposite, not only long-term, but specifically for this season, if you are blindly playing on the team starting off the season when their season opener against a team that's already played, you're 16-4 against the spread. And not a lot of fluky wins in there. Average covers by 9 points per game. The theory behind it is it's better to have film on your opponent than to actually have played a game. So I think the Cougars are going to be much improved. I'll take them -6.5.
Yeah, and how much, I mean, they've had so much practice because of all these cancellations. Does that help in that thinking, or is that a detriment?
At some point you just get tired of practicing against yourself. So, and I mean, we've seen the frustration come out time and time again with Dana Holgorsen wanting to actually play a game. So, you know, I'm never going to say you can never have enough practice, but I don't think your return on investment, I think, has gone past. That's been thrown out the window at this point when you've been practicing against yourself for basically 2 months.
By the way, Jose Altuve, two-run homer, 11-4 Astros. I told you, Fred, it's over. All right. There's some marquee games for the first time, really. There's multiple marquee games on TV this weekend. And obviously one that has some interest here is Texas OU. Both have been wildly disappointing, although you could argue Texas won a game they should have lost and lost a game they should have won, so maybe it all evens out for them, but Oklahoma's got to be disappointed with where they're at. Tom Herman is an underdog. Is this an auto play, Tom Herman, plus 2 points here?
Yeah, it's not like it's a big underdog role for him. You know, not only that, but also Texas has, you know, kind of owned the series as far as against the spread, 7-1 against OU. Last 8 times they met, with an average cover of 10 points per game. So there's that. And I think most importantly, at least for me, and why I'm going to lean with Texas here, is just quarterback experience. You got a guy in Sam Ehlinger that's making his 4th start in this game. And then you get on the other side, you got Spencer Rattler making his 4th career start. So 37 career starts on one side, 4 on the other. I don't think Ehlinger wants to go to 1-3 as far as in this series. So give me the Longhorns here plus the 2.5.
You think it's a high tempo, high scoring game, or is it a grinder?
Oh, I mean, it's very tough for me to bet unders in Big 12 games. It's kind of, if you look at the past history between these two, it's there's been some grinders and there's been some high flying games. I don't see much value. I'll tell you this though: if you want to bet over, I'd probably do it now, because the public's going to want to bet over in this game come Saturday.
Totals at 72, which it's just insane to me.
72.5 on the site I'm looking at here.
Let's talk about the I think, at least from the standings, the ranking standpoint, the marquee game is Miami and Clemson. And it's been a while since we saw, you know, Clemson not a you know, a three-touchdown favorite against everyone in the ACC. It seems like there are some people buying into this Miami team, and by buying into, I mean, well, it's a two-score spread, so I guess there's going to be some competition there. I like what I've seen out of Miami offensively after the first game. They've kind of stepped it up offensively. You're starting to see Derek King move around the way that we thought he would. Is 14, is that enough to go with the Canes here?
Not a high-value pick for me, but I'm on the favorite. I think Clemson's been meandering through the season so far. I mean, they're 0-3 against the spread. I've seen Clemson struggle early in seasons before. I mean, hell, even last year they almost lost to North Carolina early on, and then they start to find their legs. I think that they'll be motivated here. They don't get many opportunities. You mentioned it. We get a relatively short spread. It's their shortest spread in 3 years as far as ACC play. And we've just seen the Alabamas, the Clemsons, the Ohio States of the world. There's such a big gap between them and the rest of college football that, I mean, we've seen like an Oklahoma be a two-touchdown underdog in a college football semifinal and just not even be anywhere close. Notre Dame. And I'm just not sure that Miami is close to that level of those top three, four teams. And, you know, 14 seems pricey the most, but if Clemson has another gear or two and they want to put it on Miami, I think they will. So I'm going to lean Tigers.
Texas A&M not had the start they wanted. They struggled mightily against Vanderbilt, which is supposed to be the free square in the SEC. And then they got dog stomped by Alabama. and now they get Florida, who looks like the hot new toy in the SEC. And Florida giving up 6.5 on the road. And Florida's offense, I mean, this is like the bizarro Florida. They're all offense, no defense. I wonder if A&M has the weapons offensively to take advantage of that defense, because I feel like Florida's going to score every time they have the ball.
Well, you got to like the over then, and that with a total still in the 50s. We'll see if wind is a factor or whatnot there. I'm not as high on Florida as the rest of the marketplace. I get it. Offense sells tickets, and certainly when it comes to the betting public, sells betting tickets because people love offense. I just, Florida's defense gave up more than 600 yards to Ole Miss and then couldn't get off the field against South Carolina last week. I mean, else a plotting South Carolina offense put up 24 and probably should have been 31 if they convert at the end of the game on a first and goal, and they come away with zero. I think A&M's as good as South Carolina is, if not better offensively. So if I was getting 7, it would be a bet for me, a decent bet. But I still lean A&M here. I just think 4 is being overvalued.
Brad, a game that was affected by the hurricane, LSU going to Missouri instead of playing at Baton Rouge. Has there been much movement in that line, and does that affect anything as far as how you're looking at that game?
Well, significant movement. It's shocking to me, honestly, because I mean, we've been saying for the last 4 or 5 weeks that home field advantage in football period, whether it be the NFL or college, only worth maybe 1.5 or so, and that's at least been what I've used. And it's not like a lot of my lines and power rating lines have been off that much. And yet we see a flip here. LSU goes from a 20.5-point favorite at home to a 14-point favorite on the road. That's 6.5 points. I mean, that's your typical adjustment for flipping home and away. So it seems like a bit much. I wanted to bet Missouri at plus 20.5. Thought I was going to be getting 17 or 17.5. Not the case. If anything, at the current number, 14, I'd lean LSU.
Yeah, Missouri burned me last week against Tennessee, so I'm in no rush to bet on them, especially with the number dropping the way it did. I've got no interest in them now. Speaking of Tennessee, they've crossed through 14, opened at 14.5 against Georgia, down to 12.5. Are people buying into what Tennessee's selling here? And I think maybe part of why the reason people are maybe moving off of Georgia is – I don't know about you, if you watched the Georgia-Auburn game last week, I got a whole lot more of maybe Auburn isn't that good than Georgia is really great in that game.
Yeah, I could see that. Although, I mean, Georgia took the foot off the gas pedal. It was limited possessions in the game. They did what they had to early, got up on them, and it was, good night, Irene, after it was 24-0. It was clear that Auburn couldn't even, sniff a comeback there. So I certainly didn't downgrade Georgia after that performance. I upgraded them. I'll say this. I mean, everyone's talking up Stetson Bennett, their new quarterback. He can win a lot of games with Stetson Bennett. He can't win the national championship with them. And we're going to find out next week when it comes to Georgia. And that's, you know, part of the reason why I'd lean towards Tennessee here. Number one, weather could be a factor. Low-scoring game. I don't want to be laying double digits here. Georgia, we saw them put away the offense in the second half last week. Could be the case here, especially with that game. The game of the year, at least early on in college football, is next week, Georgia at Alabama. And I'm not sure that Georgia, if given the opportunity, is going to have the starters in the fourth quarter looking to go up three touchdowns or what, not against Tennessee. So for me, lean Volunteers.
I don't know if you have this information in front of you, but I can't imagine that a team has been stocked down in two wins more than North Carolina, mostly because Sam Howell looks nothing like he was advertised to us. I mean, Sam Howell was supposed to be a Heisman contender, and he's made zero big plays this entire season. So I don't know about you, but I imagine that most people's power ratings have dropped North Carolina quite a bit. And I know just looking at this line, we've seen them move from 5.5 down to 4-point favorites at home against Virginia Tech. How much have you downgraded North Carolina despite them going 2-0? And what do you think about this matchup?
Well, I mean, they did cover the opener. You know, they start off slow. I know it looked ugly for three quarters, but they ended up coming around to covering. I think part of the downgrade in the line movement here is some injuries that were reported yesterday, cluster injuries in the secondary. Looks like they might be down three starters. There's rumors that a couple guys are going to opt out. I mean, that's not good. Maybe there's some locker room issues there. So I think that's one of the major reasons. I certainly was disappointed. I had a North Carolina ticket last week. I thought they would take care of what I still perceive to be an overrated Boston College team. They just look sloppy. They look like a team that hadn't played in 3 weeks. So I guess I'm not as down. I got to look more into this injury situation for them. But you got to be impressed with what you've seen from Virginia Tech, playing with basically one arm tied behind their back here in the first couple games. And they managed to win despite playing without 20 players, despite playing without their starting quarterback, despite playing without their brand-new defensive coordinator replacing Bud Foster. So I would lean Hokies here. And I got to figure out what that injury situation and the opt-out situation is for North Carolina.
Brad, I'm sure you get asked about this game every hit you do, but Texas State getting 7 at Troy.
Now we're talking. I love this.
I like what they've done at Texas State, and just kind of curious your thoughts on this game.
I bet it. And bet it big, but I bet the total. I expected, you know, the weather to have an impact. And now with if you followed the last couple of days, you look at the path for Hurricane Dell, that's moved a little bit west. So weather's not going to be as big of an issue as far as the total. I would certainly lean Texas State, especially if you're telling me I'm going to get 7 or maybe shop around and get that hook there on 7.5. I mean, yeah, they're 1-3, but all three losses by a touchdown or less. I mean, they probably should have beaten Boston College 2 weeks ago. They competed with what I perceive to be a good SMU team early on in the season. Just haven't seen enough of Troy. I mean, they got blown out by BYU. I think a lot. That's going to happen to a lot of teams this year. You know, not a huge bet for me, but I would lean dog.
And do you still feel good about your under ticket, or is that are you saying
no? That's probably a dead ticket. It looked good after I originally bet it, and the line continued to drop several points, but not now. It's about where the line's back to where I originally bet it. So no bueno there. It doesn't look like there's going to be wind and rain.
Speaking of BYU, 35-point favorites over UTSA, and that's another one where that you might look at the total there at 63. What do you got anything on that game?
Well, it's a big line there on that one. Probably lean towards UTSA. I know they got the quarterback issues there. Well, and I know Harris is going to be a game time decision there. That's going to depend, how big I bet UTSA. I just kind of want to fade BYU at this point. They're getting too pricey, in my opinion. Even though I've upgraded BYU more than any team in my power ratings. Lean under as well. You're right. 63 seems a little high.
I'm thinking about placing a little ticket on BYU to make the playoff because they really only have two games on their schedule. I don't know if they're going to have a strong enough strength to schedule, but if we keep seeing Big 12 teams lose and who knows what we're getting out of the Pac-12, is that a dumb ticket?
In a normal season, I would say yes. You should have just forwarded that money to me. I'll give you my address off the air. But they got to continue to beat teams the way they have. We'll see next week, next Friday. I think it's a very intriguing game, a really under the radar game. It's not going to get enough pub, but at Houston is going to be interesting because I saw BYU struggle a couple plays with speed last week against La Tech. They're going to see a hell of a lot more speed against Houston. If their margin of victory, though, is 35, 40 points a game, and they've added Boise State, they've added San Diego State, and they're sitting there, and it's comparing them to the team, you know, other conference teams with two or three losses, then sure. Well, why not take a little bit of a flyer?
Another game that may be impacted by the hurricane, Alabama at Ole Miss. They've talked about maybe potentially having to move that game, move dates on that game. We're not really sure what's going to happen, but this is another total that's kind of fluctuated between it where it's at now, which is about 69.5, 70 in most places, but it was up to like 73, 74 before. I mean, do you see any value in a side or a total in that Bama Ole Miss game, or is there just too many variables right now?
I bet the under. I'm on Sunday, not even thinking weather, because they posted one of the highest totals in the history of Alabama football at 79.5 in the world opener. I wasn't even thinking at that point. Bet the under again once weather became a factor. They moved the start time back 90 minutes, so we'll see how that plays into it. I'd still bet under. I mean, you're dealing with a total near 70, and it could be, you know, not hurricane conditions, but tropical storm type conditions there, heavy rain and wind. So I'd still lean under. And look, if points are going to be suppressed, and Alabama's got the big game against Georgia on deck, and Lane Kiffin's going to, you know, he's not going to leave anything on the table as far as this one goes against his former boss, I think Ole Miss would be the play for me here, plus 24.
I kind of lean there with you, mostly because, you know, what I've seen of Alabama so far, and Alabama's got NFL receivers all over the place, but when they've run the ball, they haven't impressed me all that much. And I would expect them to be a heavy run offense this week because for multiple reasons, weather being one. But like you said, just trying to get this game over, get out of there, look ahead to Georgia. I think 24 might be one of the better values on the board this week.
I agree. I just sometimes if it's bad weather, I get worried because, one team just can't handle it. Boom, bang, 3-4 turnovers that you weren't expecting. But, yeah, Ole Miss is certainly in the mix for me for top play of the week. If it was a dry field, it would be top play of the week because, you know, you haven't been impressed with Alabama's rush offense. I haven't been overly impressed with the Alabama defense. Gave up the back door against Missouri, and I get it that they still won a cover against A&M last week. A&M moved the football 450 yards. So Alabama's defense doesn't look dominant as what I thought they would be.
Let me throw out my favorite play of the week and see what you think of it. But I looked at this total of Auburn and Arkansas, and these are two teams that have been horrible at finishing drives. It looks like there's going to be wind and rain at Auburn, and I've got this line projected closer to 41, 42, and it's still at 46.5. What do you think of the total in that Auburn-Arkansas game?
I bet under, gave out under to my clients, so I'm right there with you. It was more weather for me than anything. Auburn looks like they're really beat up. I mean, I got a huge overlay as far as the side goes, but it looks like a lot of injuries on Auburn on their defense. Yeah, Auburn's got issues offensively. Very fortunate to score what they did against Kentucky, mainly because of Kentucky having bad turnovers. The under for me. And if weather is an issue, I'm not sure it's going to be as big of an issue as what I thought it was 2 days ago when I bet it and gave it out. But any type of weather here would be significant towards it. I mean, even on dry field, I'd lean under.
All right, that's Brad Powers. Follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7 and joins us every week, talks a little college football gambling. Brad, great stuff as always, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, guys, I have to tell you about Harry's. And matter of fact, shaved with my Harry's razor today. And they've got new sharper blades. And guys, these blades last even longer than before. They always had quality, and now they're even higher quality. And guess what? They didn't raise the price. They're still as low as $2 each. You can find Harry's new sharper blades in your big box drug and grocery stores near you. And if you like to shop online, you can get a trial set for just $3 when you use code KFNC at checkout on harrys.com. And the best part about that, a 100% quality guarantee. So guess what? You don't like it, you get that $3 back. How about that? $3 to try it out. And I guarantee you, once you switch, you're going to stay with it, because that's what I've done. I have not gone back to another razor, and I won't. You can get Harry's sharpest blades ever in big box drug and grocery stores near you. Just head on over to the grooming aisle. And if you like to shop online, here's that great offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set with code KFNC at harrys.com. That includes a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code KFNC at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Want to remind you, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight, 7 o'clock, followed by Late Hits with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock at 9. So, double dipping tonight, are we?
Double dip.
Yeah, and I'm sure Glenn will have some great stuff from the Dynamo FC Dallas match that was also last night. You might have missed that, but
you might have missed it.
You watched every minute. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. I sometimes order pizza at home. I'm sure everyone does, right? I don't know if you saw this story, but Jonathan Terry ordered a Domino's pizza on Sunday night. And, basically he was, also ordered a dessert, birthday cake flavored dessert, was about to eat it when his girlfriend phoned and warned him to stop.
Uh-oh.
He checked the footage from his Ring doorbell and saw the driver had rubbed the frozen tub of ice cream across his trousers on the doorstep. So basically, he took his Ben and Jerry's ice cream and rubbed his junk on it. And got caught on the doorbell doing that. Well, the Domino's extremely disappointed with the driver's unacceptable behavior. So yeah, I'm guessing he's fired.
Ugh.
But first off, if you're a crotch rubber with ice cream, you better do it in your own car before you get to the door, because everybody has that doorbell thing now.
Not wise.
Like, I've got like two cameras.
Yeah.
So I'm going to catch you high and low if you do that to my ice cream. But the guy who had it done says, I was at home with a friend because my girlfriend was out and we decided to order some food.
Damn. You can't. I mean, it's scary to order food now.
Well, yeah,
we all got to do it.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. We all have to do it. It's in the Ronaverse. It's about all we can do.
Yeah.
Most of the time. But so when I saw the driver had done, I just couldn't believe it. He may have had an itch on his crotch, but to scratch it was something I'd paid for is disgusting.
Well, yeah. That's one word for it.
Yeah, that's a word. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Oh, boy. People are weird, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd had that one for a couple days. I got some other good ones, but yeah, I think an ice cream rubber on camera.
I saw a story about these guys who showed up at this house claiming to be raising money for the high school football team.
Yeah.
They they were on the ring bell, and they showed up. The guy answered the door, and they start talking, and that was the coach of the football team. They went to the coach's house to try to raise money. Here's a spoiler. They didn't go to the high school. They were scammers. Who would have thought?
I have a text here. Somebody says, just bought a house. Are you guys still sponsored by TGS Insurance?
Ah, look at that. We are. And if you don't know what you're paying for your homeowner's insurance, TGS is the place to look. And, guys, it's so easy. It takes 15 seconds. I mean, what are you doing? If you haven't checked them out, I can't imagine why, because there's really no risk involved. All you do is text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. They've already shopped all the rates, and they're using A-rated insurers, and they're gonna send you send the address. They're gonna reply back with a full home insurance quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And the average customer saving nearly $900 a year. I saved over $1,000 a year on my homeowner's insurance. I didn't even realize what I was paying before I went to TGS. There's no sense in not doing this. If you do own your home, you need to check it out. It's so simple. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with my good friends at TGS Insurance.
I make you go get the bag. Baby, we living a dream, living a dream. Gang not coming in last, top ranking in loyalty.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.